Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Cooper the Comedian here on Coop's Corner with a special edition coming from Montreal, Quebec. I'm here currently at the Just for Laugh Comedy Festival, very first time I've ever been to one, and it's already a great experience for me. I get to take in the sights, I get to see what it's like being on one of the biggest comedy festivals in the world. I get to meet all the comedians that are going to be coming in on the show today, so I get to interview. It's going to be a hell of a show, ladies and gentlemen. Angelo, and I'm going to let you pronounce your last name.
Tsaroukas. Tsaroukas, as everybody says it, Angelo Tsaroukas.
And it's Greek, right?
It's Greek.
Yeah.
Man, I never changed it. I figured, why change the name?
Right? Yeah.
That's the name. Tsaroukas. Says, silent T, hard C.
Reading here that you are the biggest Greek comedian in the world. And then after that, it says it was not just a sexual position.
Yeah. I know, it's funny. Greek. That's my Showtime special, Bigger is Better. So I guess the guys who are doing the wrapper and the contents for the DVD are always trying to add in. It's so funny when you're a comedian. They say, hey, make a goofy face, or hey, you're Greek, so that's not just the position. You know, it's like, whatever, just package the damn thing and send it off. So I give you a call. That was my, I filmed that in 2010 at the El Rey Theater in Los Angeles.
Excellent. All right.
So that's the special. And that was, I was introduced by Russell Peters on this one, who's my best friend.
Wow.
And he's the executive producer of the special. And the other one I gave you is Fred and Vinny, which is, we've gone to Sundance. It's with Fred Stoller. And I don't know if it's on Netflix Canada, but it's a movie about relationships.
Awesome.
And you see the catchphrase at the bottom here, Coop. It says,
sometimes the best friendships are long distance.
Isn't that the truth?
It is.
It really is.
When it comes to girlfriends sometimes, though, I've had my ifs.
To girlfriends, sometimes she should be living in Alaska.
I've always wanted to go to Alaska. My father actually did a lot of fishing up there.
Up in Alaska. It's a freaky place.
Yeah.
I've only been on a cruise ship. Working on a cruise ship, and we went to the Inside Passage going up in Alaska. It's a really nice place.
That's amazing, especially
if you're into ice and snow.
As a Canadian myself, I love the cold. Well, I love the hot too. I love a nice tan and the girls.
I think most
beaches.
Canadians would rather be in St. Martin or St. Kitts. Hey, do you want to go up and see ice capades? That's all out of it I am today. The polar cap, the icebergs. And people are like, no, we'd rather go down and be sipping margaritas somewhere, somewhere tropical.
What's wrong with having a beer in the snow?
That's called Canada. We're used to having beer in the snow, especially up in the valley, up in Ottawa.
Yeah, it's been getting actually quite hot here since I've been in town.
I've been here since last week because I've been working on the Ethnic Show.
Okay.
Over at the Club Metropolis.
That started last week, did it?
Started last week. Yeah. So what they've done at Just for Laughs is they've spread out the Nasty Show, and I'm on the Ethnic Show with Maz Jobrani and Mike Marino, Paul Varghese, and all these Elon Gold and all the different guys. And now tonight I'm doing my gala, Just for Laughs gala, with Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, Gabriel Iglesias?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's
so
here.
I'm on his gala tonight. He's here. We're doing that thing tonight, which is fun. And, I think they spread it out. And this week is pretty much everybody up from L.A., New York, London. Everybody comes in, all the big wigs, the studio execs and networks and all that kind of stuff. So this is, I think officially today is Wednesday. So now this kind of gets in a full swing right now, I think.
Right. This is where all the bigger names I've noticed on the festival are starting to get known, including you. And I want to ask you, as a touring comedian, who are your favorite people to work with on the road?
Well, I've been lucky because most recently I've been touring with Vince Vaughn's Wild West Comedy Show.
Really?
So I get to work with Vince. He's the coolest guy ever. And I've been fortunate because in my career, I've been able to open for acts like Tom Jones. So
really?
I did a North America tour with them. I used to open for Roseanne Barr until she fired me. said I was too funny, which was just taken as a compliment. I'm like, whatever. And then you're fired.
You're fired because you're too funny.
Yeah, well, that's good because that gives you more work in our business.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Russell Peters, so I got the tour. I got to open for Russell on his world tour. And that was amazing. That's when Russell, beside the fact that we're really good buddies, he's my best friend, I get to see Russell take off. So And then I get to work on my own solo, Australia, did shows in India, South Africa, doing my one-man show. So, and now I live in Los Angeles full-time. So as a touring comic, I think the number one thing I think is you want to work.
Yeah.
So to me, in a span of 10 days, I could be in Grand Falls, Windsor, Newfoundland. I could be in St. Martin, and I could be in Sacramento, California. In a 10-day span.
Wow.
And that's how it works with comedy sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, after the festival, I'm going on the Oasis, that new ship that the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line has. They have a comedy club on the ship.
Wow.
And then, so I'm going from Montreal to the ship, and then I'll be at the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas, headlining at the Laugh Factory.
Wow.
So I think that's what most comics, when you talk to them, Coop, you're going to find out that they just, excuse me, I think we just want to go to the work. It doesn't matter where it is anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly why I started doing this. I got into it maybe about 2 years ago now, and all I love doing is going on the road, meeting people, and see what I can do and make people laugh. It's just something I've been born doing as a kid. I've always loved watching Whose Line Is It Anyway as a kid. That's a big thing in part of me, is I love things off the spot. I love writing down little things that make me laugh.
It's funny you say Whose Line Is It. Greg Proops and I are good buds, and I did the Halifax Festival in April, which was excellent, and I did the Investors Group tour, so I did all across Canada, and I did the Halifax Comedy Festival for CBC. I love Halifax, and the, you know,
great media town.
They really are. Kim and Christina and the whole gang at the festival are nice people. And then what happens is I was in Calgary 3 weeks ago. I was at the airport. And it was Joel and Greg Proops and the guys from Whose Line they were working. So you'll end up, a lot of times you run into people at the airport. And say, hey, man, what's going on? Because I was just doing, you know, the Halifax Festival with Greg Proops. And all of a sudden he's in Calgary. Or you may run into him at the Improv or at the Laugh Factory. And the nice thing about this festival, just for laughs, is that because comedians were so independent most of the time, we don't really hang out with each other.
Right.
So the fact that we can come in, we're here in Montreal at, you know, the biggest festival in the world. And, Edinburgh has the biggest, like, Fringe Fest, but I say Comedy Festival, I have to definitely say Montreal, and it's so much fun here. And you get to run into a lot of people that you normally not work with, because once you become a headliner, you know, you kind of do your own shows.
Right.
So you got to, so here it's nice, it's like all the Oompa Loompas from Oz, we all get together and follow the Albert Road, and we're all over St. Catherine Street, strip clubs, eating smoked meat. You know, welcome to Montreal.
Oh, this is the first time I've been to Montreal, because this is an entirely new experience for me being on the road. I've been so far to Vancouver, I'm going to Montreal, Ottawa. I'm actually going to Fredericton, New Brunswick soon.
Right, I was there. Yeah, it's a cool place. Nice place.
Is it? Because I went to high school out there, and it was,
in Fredericton, New Brunswick, right?
Yeah, there's the north side and the south side. Which side were you on most of the time?
Well, I was at the hotel side.
Oh, okay.
So we went in, I stayed at the Delta, and then we did a show at the brand new university. They're this huge, really nice, I can't remember the name of the, you know, we did 20 shows, so I can't remember which one.
St. Thomas University? Or
I think so, that's the one.
It's right beside UBC.
Yeah, they have the big one.
And, or not UBC, but UNB, or University.
NBC, yeah. You know, anyway, we're both cut a hat. What?
Yeah.
You know, I have a good friend of mine, Anna Selk, who's on Lost Girl. She's from Fredericton. And it's funny, her mom's out there too, and everybody. So I got friends. It's nice when you do comedy in Canada, because you got friends all over the place.
Yeah.
Moncton. And it's so funny, I was doing that. You know, I'm trying to tell my manager in LA, and he goes, where were you? Pictou, Nova Scotia. You know, Antigonish and all these, Spring Hill and Moncton and Fredericton. And he goes, where the hell is that? That's way out in the Maritimes, eh? It's really nice. And we were at Peggy's Cove, Nova Scotia, Grand Falls, Windsor, Newfoundland. That's what I'm saying. It's like you go from, you want to be a cool comic and say, yeah, I was in Chicago and New York and Singapore. And then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, Grand Falls, Windsor, Newfoundland by. And you go, Corner Brook. I saw Sean Majumder at the airport. We were in Corner Brook, Newfoundland. We were flying. Corner Brook. We were flying to, we were going to St. John's. And then there's Majumder. He's doing that new Majumder's Mansion. I think he's doing that house where he's building it, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And I did the shows last night with Sean. I saw him at the Comedy Nest. So that's how it is. It's like you'll run into sporadically people on the road, and all of a sudden, you know, you run into everybody in Montreal, and then everybody's like, hey, let's have a good time. So
yeah, I'm already having a great time. You're my first interview.
Oh, I'm honored to be your first interview, Coop. And I, you know, I grew up in Ottawa, so yeah. You know, and that's why I say to you, when you said Coop, I go, my friend Dick Cooper, the Coop, Dick and Brian Cooper, with the Cooper brothers, and these guys are awesome legends. So he said, "Cooper, Coop, the comedian." I said, "That's wonderful." But yeah, a lot of great memories in Ottawa.
Yeah,
a lot of great memories. Yeah.
That's why when I made myself Cooper the comedian as a stage name, so I can still protect like my other side. It's just, you know.
I should have taken a page out of your book. I got impersonators on Twitter right now.
Yeah, we found some.
You guys, thanks to you, it's like I sent you in a way. I'm sort of disturbed, but I kind of feel, wow, somebody's imitating me on the, that's the only thing I don't like about new technology is this, the invasion of privacy. We're comedians, so at the end of the day, we have to let people know what we're doing and where we are.
Right.
And the importance of social media, like Instagram and Facebook and Twitter is vital, especially when you're, a lot of these kids now are only communicating through these devices.
Right.
But then you get these wackos who start taking your picture.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to build a profile.
Right.
You know.
We just saw it earlier.
You said, here's my picture and everything. And Burnt, don't go to Burnt Angelo.
Yeah.
Whoever, or Bart Angelo or something.
Yeah. Whoever made
sounds
that.
Sounds like an ex-wife made the site up or something.
Whatever it is, it seems like the haters always want to try and take their anger on
us. Yeah, and then they start writing stuff, and then people think it's you, and yeah. It's like, no, I don't even know what the hell this is all about.
Right? Yeah, it's mostly some people that are just have no time, or they're mad at you about something. I got this one guy that's made 3 fake accounts, no followers, and he just spams every time I write messages.
Right, and it's like it's almost like they're jealous of what you're doing. And
yeah.
Well, here's a tip: why don't you just build your own identity and start rather than I'm a believer of building things, not tearing them down,
right?
You know, but you know, people, seasons, place, reasons why things, it's one of those things, Coop. And I think that's why, but we're Ottawa boys, you know. I'm born in Montreal, but I was raised in Ottawa. And
yeah, you, me,
Sean Collins,
Tom Green,
Jeremy Hotz, Norm MacDonald, Lisa Gay Tremblay,
yeah,
you know. And I just saw Tom Green, we did a show a couple of weeks ago, and it's so funny because Tom's great. He's an awesome guy. And, you know, he was at my birthday party. We had it at Russell's house. And the nice thing about it is that it's like, you know, we still have that Ottawa charm about us. Ottawa's a city, but it's very much a little town. I always run into people. I could be standing at, you know, Elgin and Somerset, and I'll run into 8 people I know.
Yeah.
And I haven't lived in Ottawa since 1998.
Right.
So it's really, I always like, Ottawa really is home. I mean, I'm born in Montreal, and my family's here, so I have a very direct connection to Montreal, but really I grew up in Ottawa. That's
right.
Really my, that's, you know, I used to go to, we were talking about Rough Rider games,
yeah.
And that play, and then I was there when they got the Senators, and I'm a big Sens fan,
yeah.
And the Senators have been cool to me. I come back every year to do the Boys and Girls Club Ringside for Youth boxing event.
Really?
Yeah, and this year we had Sugar Ray Leonard.
Wow.
So I got the flight. We were in Ottawa just last month in June. And it was fantastic, man. He's such a cool guy. And there's so many cool things about Ottawa that people don't know. And there's a lot of good restaurants in Ottawa, too.
Yeah, what's your favorite? Because I go to Hindenburg is one of my favorites.
Hindenburg's nice, but I'm a big fan of Lone Star.
Oh, I'm yet to try the steak challenge.
Lone Star. I'm a big fan. I hang out at the Hometown Sports Pub. The new one next to me, there's local heroes who I'm friends with.
Oh, yeah.
And so the Hometown Grill, which is on Bank Street, which got Tassel's my buddy. I'm giving him a shout out, the Tassel. He's got great. I built a beautiful place. We were watching World Cup soccer there and everything when I was there. And I love Golden Palace egg rolls.
Golden Palace egg rolls.
Fucking awesome.
who's the guy that's on
Bill.
Team 1200 in the morning?
Oh,
there's 3 guys.
Stu's always going there. He's Jewish. Of course he loves it. And if you're listening, Stu's my buddy. I love Stu. And Jews and Greeks, we love Chinese food. I don't know why.
It was fun because I got to work at the radio station, at Chum Radio Station, when I worked in Ottawa, too. I was the part of the promotional part in the summertime, where they go out and they do promotional things on sets.
Right.
And so, you know, I got to meet guys from Team 1200, like Len Kolka.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a...
Angry Al and all those guys and the other guys. Yeah, they were at the ringside event, which is really cool. So... Yeah, and then Colonnade Pizza, and there's Bella Vista Pizza.
Wow.
So there's some really good spots, and that's what I tell people. I go, where should I go in Ottawa? I go, a ton of places. You go to Gatineau, or you go to Ottawa, and you got really cool. And Ottawa, and my best friends are John and Peter Duvers at Duvers Martial Arts. You know, those guys. I grew up with those guys, so I have, like, we talk Ottawa, there's a lot of...
There's a lot of love.
Yeah, a lot of memories and a lot of love there. And my aunt and uncle are still there. My godkids are there. My ex-wife is there. You know, everybody's there.
Yeah. I was I just left when they were starting to get the buses, you know, the
transit
the swipe things.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, and then that failed. It cost like hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they had to go back and
OC Transpo.
Yeah.
We used to get off at Billings Bridge all the time.
I remember they went on that strike when I was still in school.
Wow.
And that was the worst.
And you're
strike.
Screwed in Ottawa because I think OC Transpo is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're always going on strike or whatever. And then if you don't have a car in Ottawa, you're really screwed.
Yeah.
You know, so, but that's Ottawa. We cope. Ottawa copes with its problems. You know, I used to be a travel agent in Ottawa. So I had a travel agency,
really?
Ran a diner and bowling alley. And, you know, yeah, it's fun. And I really liked my office. It used to be in 4th Street, 4th Avenue and Bank Street, right in the Glebe.
Oh, yeah.
And Vaughn's is still there. There's another good place to go to, Vaughn's, right in the Glebe, you know, which is really cool. And like I said, a lot of great memories in Ottawa, man. And I see they built the new stadium.
Yeah.
They fixed up. I mean, it's awesome.
I have yet to go to the stadium yet, but do you know Rod Smith, who's on TSN?
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. Yeah,
I love Rod, and he was the first one that showed me about the going to Toronto. I got to take the tour of everything backstage. And
Rod's an Ottawa guy.
Yeah, he is.
Rod and I do the Ringside for Youth boxing event.
Really?
Every year. And then Rod was there again. Rod's such a great voice. He's got that voice.
Yeah, he's always
Sugar Ray Leonard was born in Rhode Island.
That's
his parents
good.
Were aliens. I mean, the guy's awesome. I love him. Rod Smith, he's one of the best sportscasters in Canada.
He's
such a cool guy. Like, he just, you know, he goes, hey, Ange, here we are again. We're like kids, you know. And and it's cool because he's a big sportscaster in Toronto, and he still comes. I think the Ottawa guys have that sort of Ottawa love. It doesn't matter what we do. We always kind of go back.
Yeah.
Because it's Ottawa.
It is.
And we love it. You know, Montreal's cool. Montreal, I find it's like my family's always in conflict here. The French thing. We're Greek. We speak Greek. My sister speaks Farsi. My brother's Swedish. I'm like the dumb one here. I speak two languages. They all speak four or five languages. You know, so. But Montreal's a cool city, but not without its problems.
I'm still trying to get used to French. I used to take French immersion, and then I failed. So I took English instead.
Right, right.
now, being all the way out west in British Columbia,
right.
Mandarin is the second language.
I mean, I think I live in L.A. now, so you know, my wife's Armenian, so my daughter's speaking Armenian and Greek. But I think if I was, you know, they say the language of commerce, which is now English, they say in 20 years we'll be Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have kids and, you know, you want them to be in business or whatever, I think Mandarin is the way. See, now you say Mandarin, I think Mandarin buffet. Like, I want to eat. You know, we're trying to have a real interview here, and you're going, hey, how would they get Mandarin? I'm like, they got great egg rolls,
This is exactly what my show is all about, having fun.
having some fun with it. And I love the West Coast. And that's the good thing, too. It's like I was just in Vancouver a couple of weeks ago, and then we did the thing in Ottawa, and we did the, we did all that kind of stuff. So it's sort of a hot chick just came over and kissed me on the shoulder.
I don't know if she kissed you or smelt you.
She smelt me. I think we're smelling it like this. I don't know who she is, but she's hot, isn't she?
I didn't get a good look.
She came over and sniffed me. I don't know. I think the interview's done. Bye.
I'm pretty shy when it comes to women, and that's why I got into this, so to see if I can find my own best friend in the future.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You witnessed it. I was interviewing you, and she came over and just kind of sniffed me and kissed. I'm like, wow, this hot chick. Well, that's good. If my wife's listening, it's just a joke, honey. Just a joke.
No slap tonight.
No slap tonight. Just a joke.
I did want to get into a couple questions about your career and how you got started.
Sure.
When did you start doing stand-up?
Well, I started Howard Wagman, who's a very good friend of mine, for years, forever. He's one of my best friends. Started Yuck Yucks in Ottawa.
Right.
That's why. The Yuck Yucks was in Toronto, then they opened one in Ottawa, and that's why we mentioned names like Norm MacDonald, Jeremy Hotz, and Tom Green, and everybody else. And I just started doing it, and then what happened, I was doing comedy, and I stopped for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Got married, it didn't work out, and then I just got back into comedy, and then I moved to Toronto, and I never looked back. And then, and just being tenacious, commercials, films. Got an agent, hustled it. It's the kind of business you have to hustle all the time. I still do.
Right.
And then I moved to, I did this festival, and then they saw me in London, and they said, why don't you go to London? And I went to London, I stayed for 2 weeks, they said 2 weeks, and I ended up staying for 11 months. So I met this girl, I was staying in South Kensington, very posh, and it was great. I ended up staying 2 years in London, and then I eventually got the call after the Edinburgh Festival to go to Los Angeles.
Wow.
Because they saw me at the festival here, and those CBS and Paramount, and they said, and then I started working with Vince Vaughn, and I know, here I am, blah, blah, talking about myself. And we have a development sitcom deal at CTV now.
Really?
Yeah, based on my character. It's based on my comedy called Angelo. I'm a barber who marries somebody younger. Our families are crazy, and roll action. You know, it's kind of like very much like my real life.
Wow.
So, yeah, I've been really blessed. I've been really happy. And that's basically, I just give you a very quick Coles Notes of how the career went. There's a lot more to that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to bore everybody who's listening to this.
Oh, no. If we ever get a chance, I'd love to sit down with you again, and you can actually tell as much stories as you want on the
air.
That'd
be awesome, man.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where I go is I'm on the road. I get whoever wants to come on.
Comes on. No, I met you. You said, hey, my name's Cooper from Ottawa. I go, let's do this. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're working on it. Most recently went to Greece, Athens, Greece,
wow,
where my ancestry's from, and we filmed a stand-up comedy special in Greece.
Wow.
And a documentary. So that's very near to my heart. My father died of Alzheimer's.
Oh.
And before he died, he said his wish was, why don't you ever go to Greece to do a comedy show? And I did.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's called Back to Sparta. If anybody wants to see the trailer on YouTube, it's Back to Sparta. And then we taped the comedy special, which is one night in Athens. It's in Athens, Greece, and we taped it at the Michael Kakoyannis Theater. Never been done before. It's in English, sprinkled with a bit of Greek, so it's English with feta.
Nice.
A little bit of feta cheese. Think about a nice lettuce Greek salad.
That's delicious.
Right, and we did that. And that's so right now we got a comedy special coming out. We have a documentary film coming out, and got my fingers crossed that they pick up our sitcom at CTV, so it's pretty cool.
Absolutely, and if they don't, you can always come on my YouTube channel. And we can always have fun.
I'll come on Coop's YouTube channel, and it's been great talking to you, man. I gotta run off, and then
absolutely. Thank you so much,
Coop. Yeah, absolutely, man. And best of luck with everything. And I know we're gonna talk to each other again.
I guarantee it.
And have fun at the festival.
I will, and I'll make sure that I'll try and catch your show.
Okay.
And what time is your show tonight?
The show tonight's at 7 p.m. at Metropolis. For the Ethnic show, and then at 10 o'clock p.m. I'm taping the gala for CBC, Gabriel Iglesias gala at Place des Arts, Wilfrid Pelletier.
Awesome.
So you'll get ready. Nice talking to you, Coop.
Thank you so much once again. I'm such a friendly guy and everything.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Oh, pleasure having you on, and good luck tonight.
Thanks, Coop.
Thank you again.
On the next episode of Coop's Corner, we interview the pitbull of comedy, Bobby Slayton. If you like what you heard from today's episode, please download the podcast on the iTunes Podcast Store. Absolutely free, no charge. Also, check out my website, www.cooperthecomedian.com. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Coop's Corner.